Money is an integral part of our lives, and learning about it empowers you to make the most of it. On Brigid Money, Joseph Dinwoke shares money sense that could help you make, manage, and multiply money. Welcome to today's episode.
In the last episode, I started talking about this matter of when family becomes friends, and I said that what I want to achieve with this series of podcasts is to help us understand how to relate with families when they become customers. That is, how to ensure they are satisfied and avoid crisis. The reason is because there are families who got scattered. Please, when I use the word family, understand I'm referring to both your blood relations and friends who have become family. Friends who have become so close to you that, I mean, you are just, they are your personal person. Your boss in the office, your subordinate, your colleague, whatever person it is that you just know, you have something for each other and you have a relationship you don't want to crash. So what do you do when you have people like that? I'm going to start talking to you about how do you avoid trouble with these people? How do you avoid common issues that people encounter when family becomes customer? Now, the first point I want you to understand is that the basis for troubles when family becomes friend is unclear expectations. You see, family sometimes, the way they ask for your services, that they say, well, my wedding is coming up next 2 weeks. Ogechi, you say you make cake, right? Please make me cake, 3 steps. Is that, I think that's what they call it. 3 steps, 5 steps. Say, okay, I'm going to make cake. Now, you wouldn't decide whether the color of the cake, I don't know if there's anything like that. I'm just trying to use cake as an example. The color of the cake, the fact that the cake has to be delivered on Saturday and is in Asaba. You are doing wedding, even though you are currently living in a Bauchi. You don't have all of these things defined. You just felt that, okay, since you are telling him in church on Saturday and both of you are living in Bauchi, that you are going to bring it, the church wedding is in Bauchi. Now, they make such demand and they just say, okay, I've heard. You just get into work making the cake. Some of the time, family say, we want a website. I mean, I like to write. I just need a blog. You say you're a web designer, right? Now, design me a blog so that I can be writing. They didn't tell you about the fact that they expect this number of traffic every month. That will help you determine the volume of bandwidth and disk space you are going to buy for them when you are paying for hosting. They didn't tell you about the fact that they want to have a podcast in the blog website. They didn't tell you that they need to have this, they need to have that. They didn't specify all the things they want, but just tell you, it's okay, how much would it even cost? It's okay, tell them it's 50,000. Without factoring in all the things they want, or now you tell them a price and they will start coming with other demands. That is what I mean by misplaced expectations. And that is the basis for most of the trouble with when family becomes customer. Now, what I want you to do to avoid things like this is this. When family make requests for your products or services, don't just rush out and start giving them what they ask for. Settle down with them and talk. The same way you talk with a stranger who wants to do business with you. You settle down with them and discuss. Find out what they want. Tell them, okay, you want this, you want that. You want this, you want that. This is what we can get for you. This is what we can give you. So how is it going to work? If you want this, if you want that, if you want this, then this is how much you are going to pay. But if you want this and this and that, then this is how much you pay. Be clear on your expectations from each other. You can't afford to leave these things to chance. Yes, you can't afford to leave these things to chance. So what you do is that you settle down and find out from them, what exactly do they want? Usually I have a form, not a form direct exactly, but you know, I have some things I expect from you to tell me. If Fatimida is going to design a website, once you contact us, we'll ask you questions. What kind of thing do you want to do with the website? Do you have any website that looks like your own? You want us to model it after? What functions do you want on it? What features do you want on it? How many pages do you want on it? We need to know this so that when I give you a quote, it will be clear that these are the things you want, and for these things you want, this is the price you have to pay to get them. Do you understand what I'm saying? So that's actually how we start this thing, and I take you through that process. That way we'll be clear on our expectations from each other. And when family become customer, we don't have these clear cut defined expectations from each other, and that is the basis for trouble in most situations when family become customer. And I'm telling you, in this podcast, what you do is to ensure that such things don't happen by first initiating the process of defining the terms you expect from anyone who wants to do business with you. They call you on phone and say, we want clothes, we want you to make clothes for us that the size of the bust is 25, if there's anything like that, and the neck should be 30, the other one 7, the other one 15. And you know, you have all of these things said on phone. I mean, you're not a computer for God's sake. Okay, maybe you have, magnetic memory like Microsoft. But if you don't, my guy, you know what you do? Tell him, look, I've heard, send me this thing on WhatsApp. If you say send email, many people know they like sending email for this Nigeria. So what you just do, send the person, tell the person to send it to you on WhatsApp was a text message. WhatsApp or text message is a bit permanent. Text message for me, I prefer, because WhatsApp can just clear anytime. I mean, I lost my WhatsApp data one of those days, and it pained me inside my bone. So that's why I prefer email communication for something like web design. I mean, you can't tell me any excuse why I can't send email. I mean, what are you doing with a website if you can't send ordinary email? So when they tell you all of those things, have discussions with you, tell them to detail what they expect to you by mail. That way, when I'm telling you that you want me to design this, I know all the things I'm going to pay for, third service I have to subscribe for, the programs I have to build into your system. When I know the amount of work to do, it helps me determine amount of money that I will require to be able to deliver on that thing. Do you understand what I'm saying? So the point here is very clear. You have to find out from them what exactly do they want. Then another thing that also causes problems with family and friends is familiarity, abuse of this familiarity. You see, if I feel like because I know you, I mean, you should understand that I don't have to go through all the formal processes. Please don't allow that. Sometimes jumping those formal processes open door for problems. For instance, you say you want to pay me, please 30% transfer the money to your corporate account, for instance. Or 30% send me this email. Sometimes if they don't send the email, they have opportunity to actually play with me. There is one person, the person that gave me the hardest, at some point I wanted to refund his money. Toughest time designing website for him. We had a clear defined expectation from each other, this guy, because it was not on record. This guy started demanding all kinds of stupid things. I wanted to tell him, please get out of my sight with your money. I said, well, let me just manage this person. I mean, working with him will teach me endurance. Of course, it doesn't mean I agree to all his terms and conditions. But I mean, I was able to manage him to the point where things came out fine. But I told myself from that day henceforth, anybody I have to do work for, we have to not only define our expectations from each other, but we'll have it on record. So to avoid a problem with family, you know what you do? Avoid this familiarity problem. They may ask you for money if they say they are going to take loan from you or they're going to collect your service or products on credit. Make them go through the process every other person goes through. Tell them, write me this, send me this, sign that. That way you are sure. Now, even if it gets to going to court, for instance, you have to go to court and win. If it means that they start claiming they forgot, which is most likely what they are going to do, or they start telling you that I didn't know it's like this or like that, you have something to show them that how can you say you didn't know it's like this or like that when you and I sat down, we discussed this and came to this conclusion. How can you say you've forgotten when this is a record you have? How can you say you didn't remember again? How can you say we've not discussed this when this is the record? This is the email. This is the WhatsApp. These are the things we signed. They say, is it I don't trust me? No, it's not because I don't trust you. It's because I don't want to lose the trust I have for you, because if you try to cheat me or do things the wrong way, then trusting you becomes hard. So the point I'm trying to make is this very clearly. When family becomes friends, insist on them sticking with the system. If the system is that when you want a website, for instance, you discover what you want, will give you a feedback, will tell you suggestions that for the thing you want to get you on your website, these are more things you add or things you should remove. Then we'll come to a blueprint of what we're going to do. Then from there, we'll move to the next stage. If those are things you have on your website, I mean for your service, make them go through the process. That way you avoid problem. If they say it's too much and you are like formally, like I said the other time, I had to make someone do that. And he said that, you like protocol, though. I say it's not that I like protocol. It's because I want to protect you and protect myself as well. So beg them if that's what's required. Help them do the work. What I mean by help them do the work is that we finish discussing on WhatsApp. I detail all the things you said. I say I sent it to them on WhatsApp. These are the things you said. I wrote it for them the way they will send it to me by mail. They are Fatimia, this and that, girl sincerely, I'll write their name. They are only just to send it. I want to have it on record that is originating from them, and we can have a clear, traceable communication channel. This boy, are you a lawyer? No, I'm not a lawyer. Do you want to take them to court? No, I don't want to take them to court. I just want to make sure that we have a template, rule, guideline, blueprint that's guiding us so that we don't start changing figures in the future or start adjusting things the wrong way. So that's what I'm doing in the life. Again, sometimes you may not be able to actually stick to these things completely, like make family go through the process and all of that. That's why I said you do have to do something. Beg them. Yes, beg them. Sometimes encourage them. Explain to them. I mean, I had to do work with one family once. And they said, is it that you don't trust me or have trust issues? I said, no, it's not as if I have trust issues. It's like, that's a system. That's a process. I do it because Fratimida may have been founded by me, but my guy, I'm growing this business to become a media empire. If I continue to do things the way I'm doing it now, I cannot grow. So this is the thing. This is how we're going to go about it. But day by day, I move from just being informal organization to having a structure, to having a system, so that even if I'm not around, my staff know this is how we do it. If you want a website, if you want a logo, if you want this, you want that, this is the process. We start from here and move to the other stage, to the other stage, to the other stage. The end result will be that you are satisfied, we are satisfied, everybody's fine. Family will be customers. Sometimes that is their own way of encouraging you, but please, when family become customers, you have a duty to ensure that that customership does not degenerate into crisis. How you do it is to be clear on your expectations from each other, avoid trouble that could arise from not sticking to a system or unclear expectation, and make them stick to your system or structure in your business. if it means that somebody that's in charge of a particular thing they're asking for, tell them, go and meet this person. He will take record of it. That way we can trace your journey, for instance, or trace your card or anything like that. Make them go through the process. And please, sometimes it may start looking so hard or harsh on them. In that instance, you know what to do? Help them out. Make it easy for them to do it. Beg them, encourage them, find a way of just getting them to do the right thing, because in the long run, it is in their own interest and your own interest as well.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Brogid Money. For more episodes, visit brogid.com/money. For quick tips we share on money matter every Thursday, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Brogid World. You can equally join our WhatsApp broadcast by sending BM to 0810-550-4664.